We have a special guest today.
I'm Jovi Juveliana. I hailed from the Philippines, but in the past 27 years, I've been living in and working in Indonesia. And responding to the question, the church, we are supposed to be looked upon as a city set on the hill, as a beacon to people, and God will use the church to exert some good influence in the community, and we are supposed to be as wise as the serpent and harmless like a dove, and reaching out to people in the communities around us. We have to be creative, and there must be genuine love and concern, because it's only out of this passion that we can truly put a good impression on people about how God cares for them. We can work with the private sector as well as with the government sector in reaching to these people to help them create livelihood and also to be good citizens. What we have done in the past in Indonesia, but especially in Jakarta, is we put up being Indonesia being a Muslim country, we cannot proselyte or evangelize openly. So what we have done is a very indirect approach, and that is through our health ministry, teaching some, especially the depressed, economically depressed areas in the city, how to live healthy life, teaching them about sanitation, proper diet, and this, and providing them some free medical care, basic medical care in the community. And we find that we are welcome by the whole community, and they started to ask, where are you, what do you do, what group are you? We don't have to be really putting at the forefront our religious beliefs, but we just show them our genuine concern and care for them, for their plight especially. So this is one way that we have reached out people, and they responded. We teach them also how to take care of themselves. And for 3 years, I was head of our church health ministry department. We have several doctors and nurses and dentists that once a month, we go to these depressed areas, and in one area, we were able to establish a congregation of 20 people, and I think this congregation still started, and they're also exerting a very good influence on their community. So, but I know there are other ways to help them transform their lives and their whole community. So teaching them good lifestyle, healthy lifestyle, is one good way, because people around them will see the changes in their lives. So,
is that enough?
So, okay. So just we have about 1 minute here. So what have you seen the difference in the Asian countries and in the United States as far as the role of the church in the transformation of the community?
Okay. The main difference is, I believe, Asia is just starting to be developing, and the economies are booming, and people's priority are how to improve their standard of living, not necessarily the quality of life, but the standard of living. So, but there are those who are looking for something more than material things. And it's the difference is, I think in the USA, it's you have gone past the quality of life, you've gone past the comfort, providing comfort to yourself. No, in Asia, everybody is still aspiring to be well off, you know, in the society. So it's sometimes, especially in other non-Christian countries, it's very hard to reach them. You have to develop